Okay, boys, today's daf is daf Chof Ches. We're holding the third line, Chof Ches, Kminyan 28, Koach.
Aleph?
Yes, Omer Aleph. And we're holding the third line from the top, Toshima. Now, what is this Gemara going on? We had yesterday that 8-9 lines from the bottom of the Omer, something explosive. Rav Yehuda reported in the name of Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pinchas that Ein Shechita Lo'oif Men HaToyra. Men HaToyra, you do not have to shecht an oif in order to eat it. All you have to do is you have to do what the Gemara called Nechira. Nechira means to go and kill the bird. Rashi says today that the Nechira that we're talking about is at the Mokum Simonim. So it should be similar to a shechita, but not with the rules that govern shechita. So, for instance, a person could use a serrated knife. You can tear through, or you can do a hadrasa, take a cleaver's knife, a butcher's knife. You don't need to have a shechita. That's minatoyer, of course, midrabban avad, everybody agrees. So this is what Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pinchas said, and the Gemara already asked yesterday a kashu or two, and now the Gemara asks another kashu, toshima, third line from the top. This is a braisa that we've quoted already earlier. Molak besakin, a person did a malika besakin, which of course is an oxymoron, because we all know malika has to be done with the koyin's own fingers. It's a molak, the molak ha-koyin, the koyin has to do, but sumo shel koyin, the koyin himself has to do it with his thumb. So this person, however, didn't listen, and he did a malika besakin with a knife. What's the din? Metam begodama beisablia. He has not brought this, he has not done a proper malika, he has certainly not done a proper shechita, so therefore the bird eventually died, and as a result of the death of the bird, it now becomes a nevela. What's the din by a nevelas oif tohar? If a person goes and eats it, then it's metame begodma basically, and not only does he become tame, but his begodim that he's wearing at the time also become tame at that moment. Okay, so on the surface, that makes a lot of sense. Since the Yomar V'yamris ain't Shechita L'Oif Men HaToyra, if you're going to tell me that there's no institution of Shechita L'Oif Men HaToyra, Nihinami D'Chotova Le Shedra U'Mafrekis Havi L'Treifa, no question about the fact that since he did a Malika from the back with a Sakin, so what does that mean? He broke through the back of the neck, meaning the Mafrekis, which is the neck bone, as well as the Shedra, the spinal column, as soon as he did the Havila Treifa. And no question, the oif became Treifa. However, as he takes the Sakin and he continues, Teni lo Sakin letarami de nevela. Why don't we go and say that it doesn't become a nevela, it only remains a Treifa. Because, as we know from past Gemaras, a Sakin, when you use it for Shechita, has two purposes, or at least accomplishes two things. Number one, if the shechita is done properly, you'll be able to go and eat from that carbon, or from that animal, or from that oif, if you have a proper sakin. But besides that, a sakin also takes away any problem of nevela. The Gemara says, shechitosa mitaharosa midei tuma. So by the fact that you went and shechted an animal, or an oif, it takes away any potential tumah. So, Frank Timur, why do we have over here a situation, a metame bigodem abe sablia? So, if you hold that yesh shechita lo'oif min hatoira, like we all hold that min hatoira, you have to go and shecht an oif, and what did he do when he shechted this oif? He started off by doing a malika from the back, so he caused this oif now to become a treifa. So let him continue with that sakin and continue to go and do the shechin, finish off the shechita. This would not be a kosher shechita min hatoira. Why is it not a kosher shechita min hatoira? We had the Gemara already earlier, either because this would be deemed to be a case of hadrasa or a case of chaloda. Hadrasa means that he's putting on pressure, since he went and cut through already the shedra and the mafrekes, and he's continuing. The assumption is he's putting on pressure, because that's how you do malika. Malika is by putting pressure to go and cut through the shedra mafrekes from the back. So if he's doing that same koyach with the sakin, he's also pressing on it to cut through the Shedr Mafrekis, and he's continuing by doing Vaita Hadras. So even if you're going to go and say, no, he's going to be very careful when he gets to the Simonim, he's going to be Moilich, who maybe do it slowly. And I have another problem of Chalada. What's Chalada? Chalada is that you are inserting the knife underneath the Simonim and cutting them from the back, as opposed to cutting them normally from the front. So therefore the Shechita is going to be a Pasul Shechita. If it's a Pasul Shechita, then I understand why this bird is Osir Mishum Neveila, and it's Metama Mishum Neveila, because you didn't do a proper Shechita. But according to Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Bar Pinchas, you don't need to do a proper Shechita. Even Nechira is sufficient. So that Nechira, like the Gemara said before, Nechirasai Zui Shechitasai. So it was taka, not a kosher shechita. Of course, there was hadrasa, there was chalada, maskim. But all you need to do is sever the two pipes in the tzaver of this fowl, and as a result, it now becomes ois nevela. Because even though it was a treifa, because tovale shedru mafrakis, sure, it's a treifa. But why should he get it in nevela? We should go and say that this quote unquote shechita, not a kosher shechita, but it was not worse than a nechira, that was moitzi midei tamasa. So why do we say that it's an avail? It's metam begodem abeis ablio. Izoktimor biyamris ein shechita loif manatoiro. There's no requirement of shechita. Nihinami dechita v'leisheru mafrekas havi letreifa. Maskim, it's a treifa. Oh, but then lo sak in the tar midei nevela. It should at least go and take away the nevela aspect, because this is deemed to be like a shechita, because nechirasa is a shechitasai. And there are no rules vis-a-vis this nechira. There's no rule of shehiyo or hadrasa or chalada, etc. So why don't you go and say that it's ois nevela, only a treifa? Why is it metame b'beisab liyom?
Metame b'gadim also.
Exactly, metame b'gadim b'beisab liyom. Thank you for reminding us. So tomorrow, who the Omar ki haitan? The kasha that you asked is a solid kasha from this price. Good news is that Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pinchas says, I don't learn like that price. I learn like another Tana. Who is that other Tana? Ki haitan v'shtein the price in the Sanya. Rabbi Lozer hakapa b'Rabbi Oimer ma tam loimer ach kasher yiyochel etzatzvi v'yasayol kein techlanu. What is this pasuk talking about? Pashup Shad is talking about Psulei HaMikdoshim. Psulei HaMikdoshim means that you started off with a carbon, which developed a mum. Now you can go and, of course you have to be poided, but after you're poided, then you can go and shecht it, almost like chulin. Now I might have thought that since originally this was Kodesh Bekdusha's carbon, that someone whose tameh is not allowed to go and eat from the Psulei HaMikdoshim, because maybe it still retains its Kedusha. Says the Pasuk, no, once it develops a mum, and you've been poided, it becomes basically like chulin. And that's why the Pasuk says, ach kasheyi ochel esa tzvi v'esa ayol, just like anybody can go and eat from tzvi v'ayol, those of course are chayos. If those were gishochten properly, anyone could eat it. Kein techlenu, hatomei v'hator yachtov yechlenu. You can have at the same seuda both a person who is tohoir, as well as a person who's tameh. By tzivah yol, you never have to worry about inyonim of tumah v'tahara, because they cannot become kodshim. By definition, they'll always be chulin. You can't bring a carbon from tzivah yol. So therefore, the Torah is trying to tell us in a very dynamic and graphic way that if you have psuli amikdoshim, you don't have to worry about tumah v'tahara, because it's just like shechting chayis, which could never, ever have a kedushas carbon. So now the Gemara asks, what do I need the Pasuk to go and tell us in this very graphic and enigmatic way? It could have simply said, you can go and eat these psuli hamikdashim, tatomi vator, yachtav yechlenu. Atomi vator, what do I have to throw in? It's like a tzvi vayol, a mazel tov, what would I get from that? So, kimar me'ata, harizabolalame v'nim tzolame. The truth of the matter is, not that I am learning halachis legabe the psula mekdoshim from the tzvi vayol, no fakert, that I'm learning tzvi vayol from the psula hamikdoshim. What am I learning from the psula mekdoshim? Makish tzvi vayol psula mekdoshim, psula mekdoshim v'shchita. Just like psula mekdoshim, you have to shecht because the pasuk says v'shachet es ben habakar, you have to go and do a shechita. Af tzvivayol b'shechita. Similar to that, when it comes to chayos, it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that chayos you have to go and shech. Even by chulin, we have a pasuk by the baster taiva v'zavachta mipkorcha umitzoyncha. Okay, so we have psukim both by kodshim, we have by chulin that you have to shech, but by chayos it doesn't say anything. That's what I have the posse to tell you over here. It's not that I'm learning Psula Mikdoshim from Tzviva Ayol, the Gabi Tumma Vitahara, because I don't need that. It says Atomivator Yachtav Yechlan. It's a fakir. I'm learning Tzviva Ayol from Behemoth, from Psula Mikdoshim, from Chulin. What's the din that you need? Shechita. So far, this has nothing to do with our Sugya, because Sugya, we want to know what's the din of Oif. But then the Braiser finishes off on the final line. The Oif. Since this passage that we just quoted, Psula Mikdoshim and Tzvi Vayol, is not referring at all to Oifois, therefore, says our Gemara, Oifois have no Chiyav Shechita min HaTorah. Oh, that's Rav Loza Kapa Berebi, and guess what? That's Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pinchas. Says Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pinchas, this Tana is just like me. After all, the previous brisa we said was a very strong strikeout kasha on Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pinchas. So who is the Tana of that brisa? The Paligalid Blozer Makapar. Every more it's Rabbi. Who's Rabbi the son? Rabbi Yomer. It says in the pasuk is Avachta Kasher Tzivi Sicha. Kodesh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu that you have to do a zvicha, a Not yet. Another minute. We'll finish the shtickle. Yeah. Then you'll be able to give all your comments. There's a vachta kasher tzvitzicha. You, Moshe Rabbeinu, should go and do a zvicha like I taught you, like I commanded you. What means like I commanded you? Malamech nitzav Moshe al haveshet v'al hakona. How do you do? One second, please.
Al
give out. Al haveshed valakana. How do you do shechita by severing the two, the veshed and the kana? That's the food pipe and the windpipe. Val roiv echad ba'oif. By oif, you don't need both. One is enough, and even roiv of one is enough. Val roiv shnayim bebehima bebehima. You have to do both the veshed and the kana. You have to do roiv. So what do I see from this Rebbe? Rebbe is saying that all of these rules and regulations were given to Moshe Rabbeinu, including Roiv Echad Ba'oif. What am I? You just said, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pinchas, that there's no Shechita Oif Min HaTorah. It's a chassimah that Rabbi holds that there is Shechita Oif Min HaTorah, and Rabbi therefore disagrees with Blazer HaKapar. And with this, we've concluded our sugya that there's a machloikis whether or not you need Shechita Oif Min HaTorah. Yes, what did you want to say?
Rabbi, you was right. You said it already. Because he said, because Hashem said, Hashem is Aleph Shin Rei. Echad Shnai Rov. Aleph Shin Reish. Hashem Siva Hashem et Moshe.
Who told you this?
I read it in Rabbi. I read it. It's from Big Mekuba Rabbi. It's Asher Rashi Tevot Aleph Shin Reish. Echad Shnai Rov.
Very good. So what you just said now is a beautiful shtickel Torah. In other words, what our good friend Mr. Shulevitz is telling us, it says in the pasuk, "V'zavachta kasher tzivisicha." Where do I see in "V'zavachta kasher tzivisicha" that there is echad ba'oif, shnayim b'vehema, and there's a din of roiv? So he says because the word ka'asher, asher is roshi teves, aleph is one simon, shin is shnayim is two simon, and reish tells us roiv. Who said this? This is already from Toisvis. If you look at Toisvis here on the left side, about two-thirds down the Amid, V'alroiv echad ba'oif, V'alroiv shnayim b'behema, Yesh mefarshim, the Dorish b'gematria. When you say gematria, we don't mean like we say gematria, you add up the numbers. But gematria means any type of simon.
An acronym.
Good. So what's the acronym? The asher. What's the asher? Is a Toisvis. Third line. Asher aleph is echad ba'oif. One. Shin is shnayim b'behema. It's two. Reish is rubi shalechad kamayu. Roiv echad b'oif, v'roiv shnayim b'behema. Shkoyach, that's very, very beautiful.
Rabbi.
Yes.
It's unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Because this answers the question, if shita from up, because if Asher, Hashem, the Beren Moshe.
Very good. Now Tosis adds yet one more knetch. One more knetch means one more wrinkle. If you look at the word ka'asher and you spell it backwards, you have instead of chof aleph shin reish, you have reish shin aleph chof. What is reish shin aleph chof? Ruboy shel echad kamoidu. Reish shin aleph chof. How do we know that? Continue the same choices. The Rashi Tevois on the side it says Rashi Oisiois. Let Mafreya shall kasher, take kasher, and reverse it backwards.
Right.
Have. What do you get? Chav Aleph Shin Reish. It's now Reish Shin Aleph Chav. Ruboy shall echad kamay. This is the Remes, says Toisis,
Yishmaforshim.
It's mamish beautiful. That's when it says, the Zavachta Kasher Tzivisicha. How did I know about one simon by the Oif, two simonim by the behema, and Ruba Shalechet Kamayu from the word Zavachta Kasher Tzivisicha. Good, Shkoyach. Thank you very much.
I want to be like you.
I want to be like you with your enthusiasm.
Why not?
Okay, so let's continue on. Zoki Moravaita. Mindy, everything okay? Good. Zoki Etzigimor Echad Biyoif. In our Mishnah it said, as well as in this Pasuk we just came out with, that you only need one Ba'oif. Now, Poshib Shah 1 means that you got two simonim to choose. You have the Kana or the Veshit. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Either one, just one. You don't need both. However, as we'll see, this is a very heated topic. Wait, what's the hot topic? Itmar, Rav Nachman Omar, like we just said, Oy Veshit Akuna. One of them is enough. Rav Ada Bar Abba Mano, Veshit Veloy Kana. When it says Echad, we mean Dafke Veshit and not the Kana. Why? Where? Look at the Mishnah. Read the Mishnah. Echad ba'oif. Just says one. Echad kol do either one. Rav Ada Bar Abba Amar veishit v'loy kana. My echad means miyuchad. Why is the veishit more miyuchad than the kana? Explains Rashi. Because when it comes to the treifis, which we're going to learn in Mi'at Hashem shortly, we're going to see that by the oif, if you have go to the Mishnah on Daf Mem Beis. You see right at the beginning of the Mishnah, Daf Mem Beis, even though we start off at talking about Behema, the same thing applies to an Oif. Eilu Treifis with Behema. Nekuvas HaVeshet Upsukas HaGargeres. Nekuvas HaVeshet means just a small little lechela. Lechela means a small little hole. A tiny hole in the Veshet. It's already Treif. Forget about Treif. Psukas HaGageris. Gageris is referring to the kona. That's the windpipe. When does it become treif? Only when it's psukas is rashi l'rochba beruba. When roiv of it is severed. As long as roiv is still intact, 51%, even though 49% it's cut, it's slit, it's torn. The animal, and in the case of the oif, they can still survive. So what do I see from this? That the ikr chayis, the ikr lifeline, the vitality of Oifois and of Behemoths is in the Veshit. How do I see that? Because the Veshit, even the smallest little hole, it's already a Treifa, because the assumption is that this animal or Oif cannot survive. So if you look at the Rashi Veshit, Rashi is about two-thirds down the Omud, two-thirds down, you see in the middle of the line, Veshit, back on the Chof Ches Amud Aleph, Veshit Miyuchat Shebesimanim, it's the special one. In which respect? Shechayis or Chiyus of Behema Toli Boy, the energy and the lifeline of the Behema is totally in the Veshit. Do Benek Mashu Mitrafa Afil Abisala Mamisha Mashu. It's already treif. Filukona de Mifsik Ruba. An animal and a bird can continue to exist and to thrive even if there's a big hole. As long as the hole is not more than 50%, as long as you're down to 49%, has already been severed, has been cut, has been torn. It's still kosher, it's not a treif. Ah, so you see, the Veshit is miyuchad, special in terms of the lifeline of the animal, and in our case, the bird, the oif. So now, the Gemara, of course, is not happy with this, and the Gemara is going to ask a series of kashas. For those of you that are curious, what's going to be the outcome? The outcome is going to be like Rav Nachman. Oy Veshit, oy Kona. How do I know that? Because if you go 3 lines from the bottom of the Umbud, the first wide line, Tiyufta Rav Ada Barahava Tiyufta, we're going to say that Rav Ada Barahava is Ogefrekt. Ogefrekt means that we have a knockout kasha and Rav Ada Barahava. But in the meantime, we have Rav Nachman, we have Rav Ada Barahava, and then we're going to bring a whole bunch of kashas back and forth. Meisve. We start off Shochan Esavesha Viyakach Nishma Tohaga Geres Ksheira. You have the two simanim, the two pipes, the windpipe and the food pipe in the tzavar. The shoychet shechted the veshet. He did a great job, and we're talking about an oif over here. The yachach nishma to hagageris, and then the kona became dislocated from its normal place in the jaw of the bird. Says the Bryce, it's ksheir. Now, why is it kosher? For obvious reasons. Once you shechted the veshet, you did a good job. You have now a kosher bird. Good shechita. So from this point on, you can go and cut the bird into 100 different pieces, right? If you have 99 guests together with yourself, the host, you cut up 100 pieces, so you cut the gageris, assuming that anybody wants to eat the gageris. So this is already loymal of loymer, it's already kosher. What happens with the other way around? Nishmat gageris, or the gageris got dislocated. That in itself is a simen tarfus, because the assumption is that the bird cannot exist for more than a short period of time. Now that the gageris, the kona, is dislocated, and now you shechted the veshet, even though you did a perfect job, psula, you cannot eat from this bird. Why can't you eat from the bird? Because the bird is a treifa. We shechted the veshet, and now the shoychet is very proud. I did a precise job. I didn't do any hadrasa, and no hagroma, and no chaloda. Great job in the shechita. But then when we open up the tzavar, we notice that the gageris is shmuta. It's dislocated. It's kind of swimming around. But nobody knows whether or not this happened pre-shchita or post-shchita. If it happened pre-shchita, then this is an osur to eat. It's a treif. If it happened post-shchita, we said it's kosher. So what do I do? Zahaya maisa. This once occurred. The omru and they paskin. Kosavik b'shchita. Psula. Anytime you have suffix whether the shechita was effective or not, I don't know whether the shechita was effective, because even though the shechita was perfect, but maybe this was a treifa before. Maybe not. It's a suffix. Psula. It's because we go on the original chazaka that you were not allowed to eat the animal, or in this case the bird. Why couldn't you eat it? Because it was Eivir Min HaChai. You couldn't eat it until you shechted it. And I don't know whether the shechita was kosher or not, because I don't know whether it's nishmata before or after. It's possible. Now notice that this Bryce is trying to give you every possibility. You shechted the veshet first, and then the gargaris was shmuta. Or the gargaris was shmuta, and then you shechted the veshet. Or you shechted the veshet, and you're not sure. Why doesn't the Bryce, since it wants to really cover all bases, be the shechita b'gargaris like Tani? Why doesn't it say that he shechted a gargaris and the nishmeta haveshet? Why dafka shochet as a veshet and nishmeta ha-gageris? Zeitzachos, from the Loshana Braisa, that when it comes to the simen echad be'oif, it's only the veshet and not the kana. And that's why he didn't mention anything about shechting the kana. I mean, it could have been an easy case. Shochat es simen echad, v'yachkach nishmeta ha-simen ha-sheini. Well, what's up is veshet and gageris? Zeitzachos said you can't just shech the gageris and be kosher. Everything more, I'll tell you why. It's nishkarai. The truth of the matter is you can go and check either one. Like Rav Nachman said. What's the reason why we spoke about veshet? If you speak to all of the oif veterinarians, they will tell you that derech klal, neither of the simanim become dislocated because it's a normal bird. However, if once in a while, once in 100, once in 1,000, you find that there is a case of a shmuta, of a dislocation, 99% is by the gageris and not by the veshet. What's the reason why in the anatomy of the bird? Because the kona is on top. In other words, if you were to open up the tzavar, you'll find that the windpipe is on top. The veshet is immediately below that. The veshet, therefore, is more embedded in the jaw of the bird. Mashenkin, the kona, by definition, is on top, so it has a greater possibility of getting pushed to the side and getting dislocated. So because gageris, vila shemute, of the two, it's much more likely that the shemute will occur with the gageris. He's just going, giving us, kiderach, the way things orcha de milza nokat, the way things normally work out. But ein echlami could be the other way around too. Nishkarai. It's Toshima, let's try to bring another eye. What does it say? Vaitin shochat shnei chatzoi simonim ba'oif psula. What happens if a person shechted both simonim ba'oif? Oh, afrima. Not only he shechted one, he shechted both. However, in both cases, he only did chutzi. He didn't do roiv. He did 50%, but not 51%. It's possible. Even though the combination of the two, 50 plus 50 is 100, and had he shechted one simon kulai, 100%, that would have been kosher. 100% does not equal 2 times 50%. 2 times 50%, it's possible, because you have to have at least roiv on one of the two. Vein tzorech lein b'behema, by behema, where you have to have both simanim. If you only had 50 and 50, about it's no good. You have to have roiv of the two simanim. Rabbi Yehuda says, yeah, but don't forget, ba'oif, you have another requirement. Achiyishchot es ha-veshet ves ha-vriden. Make sure to go and check the veshet, and make sure to go and cut the vriden. We discussed vriden briefly yesterday. Vriden are the jugular veins, or the carotid arteries, which are in the neck of the bird. You have to go and cut those as part of your shechita. Not that it itself is a requirement of shechita. Shechita, according to everybody, is maximum two simonim, the kana and the veshet. By oif, everybody agrees, b'dieved, one is enough. Machlokes says, which one? So vriden, the reason why we have to do that is because we want to extract the blood from the oif. We'll talk about that a little bit more on the Amud Beis. But anyway, why did Rabbi Yehuda say, Achishitzchot is a veshet of vriden? So the chod is a starker writer, Vada Barahava, it's the veshet that you have to share, not the kono. Everyone is karai. Mishim the veshet, somach of vriden. Now we're getting back into the jaws of our bird. The kona is on top. The veshet is beneath it, and parallel to the veshet are the vriden. So therefore, since Rabbi Yehuda wants to tell us, don't forget to cut the vriden to extract the blood, so that's why he says, cut the veshet of vriden, because that's one next to each other, it's simple. Go and just cut through those two, and you've accomplished everything. But the truth of the matter is, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that kon and vriden, it also worked. But it's a little bit more tricky, because the kon is on top, the vriden are down below next to the veshet. So that's why he says, veshet samlach vriden. But again, no raya from what he is saying. Toshima. Now forget. We're going to ask now kashis on the other mandiyam. Toshima shochet chatzi gargeres v'sho'o kidei shchita acheres v'gomra shchitosik sheira. What is this all about? We know that Shehiyah is the first of the five. What means Shehiyah? That you took a break and you had a waiting period in the middle of the Shechita. How long is that waiting period? Are we talking about a half an hour? No. Shehiyah kidei Shechita cheres. The amount of time that it takes to do a full Shechita. How long will it take a full Shechita? A second, 2 seconds, 1.5 seconds, whatever that is. But if you did a Shehiyah in the middle of the Shechita, normally it causes it to be a nevela, and it's not kosher. It says over here, however, shochet chatzi gageres, he shechted 50%, not 51, not roiv, 50%. Shoch kedei shechita acheres, he waited for the second or two. V'gomra, and he finished off shechita asai, is ksheira, it's kosher. Now, why is it kosher? Why isn't it possible because of shehiyah? So we're going to see in the Gemara a little bit further, because since the only time it becomes kosher is when you have roiv. And since by gargeris, by kana, we already looked at the Mishnah Daf Membeis, that even if it's cut 50%, it's still a kosher bird. Ooh, sorry, bazoi. So nothing happened. Yes, it's. You don't have to have that. It was shchita chatzi gargeris. What happens if the shoichet opens up the mokem matzavar and he finds that the gargeris is already torn or slit 50%, 40%, 48%, up to 50%. It's still kosher, because it only becomes possible ad streifa when it's 51%. Oh, so therefore, shachar chatzi gageres is as if he didn't shecht at all. You just found that the part of the throat, in this case the gageres, was slit 50%, so it's kosher. And now he did a shehiyah, he waited, kedei shechita acheres, the gomra, and now he finished it off by doing the final 1%, 51%. Okay, so his shechita only required 1%, because 50% already Hashem helped him out. He only has to do that gemar. So that's a simple halacha. But now what's the gemar is being medayik. What do you mean? If he shechted a gargeres, according to Rav Ada Barahava, you have to dafke shecht the veishit and not the gargeres. By the fact that it says shechted chatzi gargeres and he finished it, it's shechtosik sheira. It's a chasim and my la ba'oif, and you only need to go and shecht the kana or the gargeres, and you don't need to shecht the veishit. It's like Rav Nachman against Rav Ada Barahava. Ever the gemara? No. My gomra the gargeres. Lo, we're talking about the behema. My gomra the shechita kula. Oh. What we're saying is he only shechted so far 50% of the gageres. And then he took a break. So nothing happened because the animal, or the now according to the teretz, we're talking about an animal, it did not become treifa because it's only chatzi gageres. And now, finally, the shochet says, okay, let's keep on going. And now he finished off, number one, the gageres, by doing that additional 1%. And number two, he finished off the shechita by shechting the veishet, also roiv of the shechita. So now we have 51% of the kana, 51% of the veishit. What's the din? It's kosher. So you have no raya the gabi hilchois oif, that either gageris or veishit. We're not talking about an oif, we're talking about a behema. So what's the gemara that he said? The gomra, not that he finished off just the kana, he finished off the shechita kula, meaning both the kana, he added 1%, and he shechted the veishit also 51%, and it's kosher. Right, and no right, because we're not talking about an oif. Toshima, another right. Oh, it's not the same case that we just spoke about. Instead of that, he shechted 50%, we opened up and we saw, 50% is already cut. And everybody said, oh, yeah, yoy, is it a treifa? And all of us answered, no, because in Daf Mem Beis it says that when it comes to a kana, up to 50%, it can still live and thrive and blossom and grow, because it's not 51. Voice of all of kosher. All he did was a kosher, now it's 50.001, so it's now already right. The gomrei, and he finished it off with that slight cutting of that kosher. Shlosik shade. So Kimura, my lab, oif, we're talking about an oif, and that's why when he went that additional mile, in this case, the additional kosher, it's kosher. So you see, all you have to do is shecht the kana, you don't have to shecht the veishet. It's the charaita of Nachman, a kashin of Ada Barahava. And the Gemara gives the same teretz as before. My lava, oif, my gomri, gomri, the kana. Oh, you're talking about behema. Oh, my gomri, gomri, the veishet. That it means to say is, yes, we're talking about a behema. We started off that the kana was chotzi pogam, fine. Now all you have to do is finish off that kana, and don't forget you have to go and do the 51% of the veishit. So once you do both of those, the mashahu on the kana and the roiv on the veishit, now it's kusha biyusha. But we're not talking about an oif, no raya to what we're talking about. And now this is the final raya the Gemara is going to bring. Toshima, excuse me, keitzan molkin chatas oif. How do you do malika in the base? A migdish of a chatas oif. You take the fingernail of the koyin, breaks through the back neck bone. Beloy reibasa, make sure not to go and cut the reibasa, because if you cut the reibasa, we said already before, it becomes a treifa. And the Gemara asked, how could the Kodesh Baruch Hu go and tell us, do a malika on a treifa bird? So you leave out the reibasa. And now he hits either the veishet or the kana. Either one. And now he elevation of the kana choytech simen echad. And now he does a roiv baser imai. And with this, he has completed his malikas chatas oif. Because remember chatas oif, you only need to do simen echad. Because it says in the pasuk v'lo yavdil. So he did one gvaldik. And now, if you want an oilas oif, then you have to do shnayim a roiv shnayim. But what do I see from this brisa that the malika you only require either the veishet or the kana? It's the charaita of Nachman, shver on Rav Ada Barahava, because Rav Ada Barahava said only veishet v'loy kana, and here it says either one he gila veishet oyla kana, go and choytech siman echad. So choytech v'shtar karaya, either one is enough. Parenthetically, I'm sure you're all saying to yourselves, but we're not talking about malika, we're talking about shechita. Maybe there's a difference between malika and shechita. The Gemara in the Havamin at this point holds that they're the same. Therefore, just like I see by Malika, either Veshit or Kana, same thing with Gamishchita. It's a bizarre chief to Rav Barahava, you have to have a Befeirish Brisa that says directly on point, clear cut, maybe it's not a Brisa, maybe it's a Mishnah in Tzvachim, but it's clear cut that either one, Veshit or Kana, is sufficient. Frey Timura, my Havila, okay, so whatever happened with our Machloikis, what's the Halacha Lamaisa? Frey Timura, my Havila. Were you listening? Did you fall asleep? We just said now, that means he's totally deferred, knockout. If that's the case, and then we go back to Rav Nachman, that either one is sufficient, but what's your kasha? Maybe there it's different. What does that mean, that there's a shedru mafrekes? Says Rashi, three lines from the bottom. Dilma Malika Shani. There's a difference between Malika and Shechita. Malika, either one does the trick, but not by Shechita. Now, you're wondering, why would there be a difference between Malika and Shechita? Says Rashi very simply, like the Gemara said. Continuing the Rashi, two lines from the bottom. Deika Chatichas Shedru Umafrekes. The lifeline on this bird is already extremely, extremely limited. And the lifeline is tenuous. Why is it tenuous? Because unfortunately it's already lost its backbone, its neck, its spine. How much longer do you think that the bird can survive in this way? Very, very short period of time. So therefore, even if you only shecht the kana, that's sufficient, because nebuch, this bird is very, very schwach. Yeah, Shchibra, exactly. One sec, let's just finish the thought. So therefore, that's why by Malika, Kana, or Veshit is sufficient. But by Shchita, where the bird otherwise is alive and kicking and is doing a great job, could be Rav Hada Bar Hava is right, that the only way you can successfully perform a Shchita on a bird is maybe only through a Veshit and not a Kana. And therefore the Gemara says, my, what's Takat Alocha by Shchita, says Brother Shai.
Yeah, I thought a mefreket was the spinal cord, it's that neck bone in the back, that's where the spinal cord is.
Apparently there's some overlap, that since you start with the spine down, certainly the spine down the back is called the spine, not the neck bone. Apparently when it reaches the top, there's an additional bone, it's thicker or whatever, and therefore the Gemara refers to it as both the shed and the mefreket.
You need either
a biologist or someone that knows the anatomy of birds. Perhaps in some of these Gemaras, in some of these books, you have pictures of the Mafrekis and the Shedra. But anyway, so my, what's Takat Halacha by Oif? I want to know. I have my Shoichet here. He doesn't want to Shecht both Simanim, only one. Can he Shecht Kana alone? Or does it have to be Davka the Veshet? It's Toshima. Let's try to bring a Raya from a real live story by Rava. What was the story? Tehu Bar Avza, it was a duck. The Hava Bei Rava, in the house of Rava. Osa, and the duck was walking around, kimemasmes kue dama, where you saw that the neck area of this duck was full of blood. Now this was not a geshochtena avza, this was a regular live duck, but there was a lot of blood. And we're wondering, where did the blood come from? The assumption is it came either from the kana or the veshet. If it came from the kana, it's only a halba problem.
But the vrin, it can come from the vrin.
The Gemara assumes that it didn't get the vrin because those are deeper inside. Okay. And maybe if it was vrin, then you'd see so much blood that it would bursting, and this bird could no longer continue walking around. Anyway, so we see that there is blood, and now the question is, what should I do? Omer Rava, I'm kind of stumped, says Rava. What can we do? We have to obviously do a bedika. Should we do a bedika? Bedika means to inspect what's going on. Should we do the bedika before the shechita, or should we do the bedika after the shechita? So now Rava says, Nishchete, should we first go and check it? And now that the bird is dead as a result of the shechita, then we're going to go and inspect. Was it a problem with the kana? Was it a problem with the veshet? A veshet, as you know, is a tiny little, even mashu hole. It's already treif. Or do you say maybe this was only in the kana? In the kana, even if you have up to 50%, it's still kosher. It's not a treif. Says the Gemara, that's not going to work because dilma b'mokem nekev koshachet. Maybe when the shoichet shechted, he shechted directly over that nekev. He didn't see where the nekev was. I just know that there's a lot of blood there in that area. So if I'm going to allow for Shechita first and Bedika second, after the Shechita, we're going to open up the Beis HaShechita, and we cannot find where the neck of this, maybe the neck of that's where he shechted the veshet, and that's where it was all along. And therefore, it was really a treifa burden. We can't eat it. So let's go and do bedika first. So what are we going to do? We're going to go and be boidik, both the kana and the veshet. That's also not going to work. Why? When it comes to the veshet, it doesn't, a bedika will not work mibachutz from the outside, only from the inside. What does that mean? So Rashi tells us that the veshet inside the bird is red from the outside. It has a reddish color to it. If you were to open up that food pipe and you look inside, then you see that the inside is white. So it's red from the outside, white from the inside. So what difference does that make? Explains Rashi. If this veshet has a tiny hole in it,
you'll see the white on the red. You'll see the red on the white background.
Only if you're on the inside, right, but not from the outside, because from the outside everything is red. Are you going to tell me I'm going to go and find that hole? No, because since there's this bloody mess here in the jaw of this duck, obviously there was a fair amount of blood. And that blood will be the stopper. It's going to coagulate and congeal on the hole there in the veshet, and you won't be able to locate that hole. But will it be a different color? No, because the outside of the veshet is red, and the blood is red. I won't be able to go and see that, in fact, it happens to be a treifa because it has a hole. The only time I'll be able to do that is after the shechita, says Rabbah. Now you can go and take the whole veshet, cut it open, and then you'll see, there's a hole over there, and there's a red spot over there. The rest of the veshet is all white, and now I see that spot. Oh, that spot has a hole, and that's where the blood is, which is stopping up, acting like a stopper, and keeping the hole, so you don't see it from the outside, but I see it from the inside. So therefore, a veshet has no bedika prior to shechita, only after the shechita. So Zokti Yimara says, Rav, I don't know what to do. I should make the shechita and be boidik it afterwards. Maybe the shechita took place on the Mokam Anekev. I should go and be boidik first. I can't be boidik first because it's all red from the outside and I won't be able to tell whether there is a hole. I'm stuck.
How are you sitting, observing this without doing an incision?
You can go and cut open the skin of the outside of the bird. And that does not, it's not matrif. The fact that it's missing skin on that outside area, that doesn't make a trace. It's only Rav Yosef Brei. So Rav had a son by the name of Rav Yosef, not to be confused with Rav Yosef
Bar Chia.
Sorry?
Rav Yosef Bar Chia.
Not to be confused with Rav Yosef Bar Chia throughout Chas. This is Rav Yosef Bar Rava. So Rav has a son by the name of Yosef. It's only Rav Yosef Brei. So Rav Yosef said to his father, I have a good idea. Nivdekei lekanan. Kanan, we don't have the problem because the kanan is white from both sides, as well as even if it had an infinitesimal hole, that would mean nothing. It's got to be 50%, or it should be 51%, I should say. So up to 50%, it's still kosher. Fine. Look at the kanan, inspect it from top to bottom, and you say, Baruch Hashem, it's 100% closed, or even if it's only 51% closed, only 49% cut open, still kosher. So nivdekei lekanan. And now shech the kana, v'lichshirei, and now say, l'choyre, this bird is kosher. Yeah, but I don't know about the veshet. Oh, no problem. Once I've shechted and cut the kana, now let's inspect the veshet. We'll open it up, and we'll see, was there a hole in the veshet? Was there not a hole in the veshet? And if there was a hole, I'll be able to detect it immediately, because it's white from the inside, and I'll see that blood stain, and ultimately the hole, and we'll think, oh, isn't that a wonderful idea? Rava was so impressed. Amar Rava, Chakim Yosef Bri Betreifiz, Kirab Yoichanan, my son Yosef is so smart in Hilchas Treifiz, like Rab Yoichanan. What's special about Rabbi Yochanan? So if you look at the Rashi on the left-hand side, it's about two or three lines above where we are in the Gemara. Rashi brings a Gemara later on in Gidah Nosh and Daf Tzadik Hey. The Shodali Shmuel Tleiser Gamli Sveki the Trefta Lemivdekei Bigavayu. Reb Shmuel had Svekis Legabe various Hilchos Trefos. So he didn't just go and send one shayla or two shaylas. He sent 13 camels loaded with sveikis and treifis for Rabbi Yochanan to go and inspect and give back his certified opinion. Is it kosher? Is it not kosher? That Shmuel, who himself was a tremendous gadol, he was a doctor, but I don't know how.
Anatomy, and we know from Masechta that it's all analogous.
You have a you don't, Baruch Hashem, you don't have any cats or dogs, right?
No.
If you had a dog, would you go and bring him to a cardiologist or to a podiatrist or to an orthopedic doctor,
or only to a veterinarian?
Today they are. I can tell you for sure.
You presumably would go to a veterinarian, right?
No, today on the west side, you go to the best cardiologist, the best
for your dog. Okay, Nebuch. Anyway, the assumption is that even if Shmuel happens to be the greatest doctor in the world, he did not want
animals,
to.
Right.
Either he did or didn't, but he didn't want to go and paskin.
Right.
So therefore, he asked Rabbi Yochanan, "You tell me the psak." So we see obviously that Rabbi Yochanan was the Gadol Hador, or close to the Gadol Hador, in Hilchos Treifus. Says Rabbi about his son, "My son Yosef is so smart in Hilchos Treifus, like Rabbi Yochanan is in Hilchos Treifus." That's the first shot of Rashi. But then the second shot of Rashi, Lishnachrina Rabbi Yochanan b'chol mili. After all, Rabbi Yochanan was not only a specialist in Hilchos Treifus, Gadol Hador, and you find Rabbi Yochanan virtually every daf in Shas. And if that's the case, so we see he knew everything. Says Rava proudly about his son Yosef. Oh, he is so smart like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan b'chol ha'teira kula. That's the great elevated status of Rabbi Yochanan and everything. My son Yosef in Treifus is like Rabbi Yochanan everywhere.
That's why he gave him the name Yosef.
Oh, exactly. Yosef Hashem Aleichem and Yahalichem Aleichem. Anyway, what do I see from this story? The story is fantastic about Nebuchadnezzar's duck. What do I see? Rabbi Yosef said, "I have a good idea. Let's just check the Kana, and then we'll inspect the Veshit after that." Rabbi said, "That's only good according to Rav Nachman. According to Rav Adabar Habit, that doesn't work. You can go and check the Kana 100 times.
It's not
only is not Geshachten, it's going to make it a Treifa, because now it's gone more than 50%. So the fact that Rav said that this Eitzah of Rav Yosef is beautiful and Gevaldik is the Chasim and Halacha L'maisa. We pass like Rav Nachman, either one, and not Dafka the
Now, his father was also named Joseph. Rabbi Yosef by Chama.
So it could be named it after
his father.
Very good.
It's interesting. We have the problem of the Dilma of Mokum Nekev Kashachet. There's a problem in every animal.
Remember, the Gemara asked that before, and the Gemara says that's a raya that we go Basar
Raif.
Otherwise, if he don't go to Barak,
because the bear was choshish lemiot, he wouldn't eat meat for that reason. Except he said, if the
by Pesach and by Kodesh the
Jazz, by Pesach shlemiot built, he'll make an exception for Zayis Basar for Pesach.
Beautiful. Zokiy Tamar Avayte in the Mishnah Tzedem Yiroimer Adchi Yishchoit Es Havridim. So we already explained in the Mishnah. We explained on the Amud Aleph. Vridim only passes legabi oifos and not legabi behemoths. Not that behemoths don't have jugular veins. Even the Havel human beings have jugular veins and carotid arteries.
It's opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, opinion, because the question is if the blood will come out complete.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Thank you for helping us.
Thank you, Olim.
No, it's good. I'm Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says, please don't hurt him. He's my friend. Don't hurt him.
He's an holy man.
He's a holy man. You have no
everybody
idea.
Everybody is holy.
Okay, so let's
is a blessing.
Okay, let's go back. Sorry. It's Rav Chisda. Says Rav Chisda, Loi Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda in the Mishnah, when he said, Ad sheyishchit es havridim, he's talking about Ba'oif, Oyo v'tzeleyu, Kuloi ki echad. What the Gemara is telling us is Rabbi Yehuda does not require shechita per se. We know you have to have either the kana or the veishit, like we just paskin. You do not have to go as part of the shechita to go and cut the vridim. But what you have to do, at the very least, as the Gemara is going to tell us shortly, is puncture the vridim to let out all the blood. Now, this is not a shechita requirement. This is a dam requirement.
Right.
So you're going to tell me, so why don't you do that by all animals as well, that you have to extract the blood? The answer is because when you have an animal, typically, you're not soleu kulei ki echad. You don't normally take it and put it into a huge, huge roaster or barbecue or fire and go and roast it all at one time. But what do? Rather, you go and cut it into slices, into pieces. However, an oif can be relatively small, and then you could be tzilei kulay. I don't have to tell you that here in America, the minig by the Thanksgiving dinners, that they like to take the whole toiki and go and tzilei keachas, and it's so beautiful on the table when it's all together and make sure to eat it with cranberry sauce. Anyway, what's the point? Since you're tzilei kulay, by tzilei kulay means you're not going to go and cut it into slices, into pieces, so then the vreden could remain intact. And if they remain intact, all that blood is going to be intact. So you're going to tell me, yes, I have to go and do malicha. But malicha is not going to be able to extract all of that blood if you're going to be tzaleyu kulik. And it's going to remain inside, and chas v'sholom is going to be blood. But by behemah, says Yimara, you don't have to worry. Since you cut it up into different slices. So by definition, you're going to go and cut the whole thing. So you don't have to worry about that there's going to be blood.
And you're going to wash it and salt it.
And you're going to wash it and salt it, exactly. But even by the oif, when you're going to wash and salt it, I'm still afraid that there's going to be a body of blood that was not affected and will not come out as a result of that salting. Noticing why it says, holy v'tzeleu kul kechad. Because even by an oif, typically people don't go and cook it all as one. When you're tzayla, you want to put it on the table at Thanksgiving, then you're taka, you roast it all as one, a nice barbecue. Yeah. However, if you're going and cooking it normally, then they're too usually cut it up into pieces. So therefore, by oif, the reason why Rabbi Yehuda was so mad, but he said, because since by oif, it is not infrequently the case that people at tzayla kula keachan, there's going to be this reservoir of blood, make sure to go and puncture it. But then you don't have to worry because you typically cut it.
If the head is totally separate, does that accomplish the purpose?
Since the vreden are in the neck, and therefore it connects the head down to the rest of the body, if you sever it entirely, then by definition you've cut through the vreden and all of that blood will ooze out. Good. Zukimar, remember the time of the Rabbi Yehuda Mishim Damu. It's crystal clear. We're not talking out shechita, we're talking out the dam. It sounds like that you have to go and shech. In other words, it's not hilchis dam. It's hilchis shechita. And Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with the Tanakhama that says you only need one simon. He said, no, you have to do a simon plus shech the vreden. So it's mashia, it's hilchis shechita, not hilchis dam. So if you're right, make a slight emendation and read the Mishnah, eima adche yinkoi vachi, not give us a vreden. Not you have to shech the vreden, you have to just pierce it, make a hole in it so that it all oozes out. Ah, you may at shechit. Why does it say the word shechit? At sheyinkoi b'shach shechita. Make sure whilst you're shechting it, when we're still focused on it, then go and shecht, meaning pierce the vreden. Why can't you pierce it 10 minutes later? Pierce it at that time, says Rashi, based on the Gemara in another couple of lines, because at the time of the shechita, things are still warm. Hadam cham v'yoytze. Now is a convenient time to pierce it, make a hole, and the blood will flow. However, if you let it cool off by not doing it immediately on the spot, wait 5 minutes, wait an hour, during that period of time, the blood, instead of flowing, it can coagulate and congeal, and it won't flow. So do it when...
It won't flood enough, exactly. Because it'll be like frozen, cold.
It'll be frozen, krisha it'll congeal.
In Hebrew, krisha.
Krisha. And in Yiddish, it's to...
Krisha.
Have you seen Yiddish? So then, faglivet. Faglivet. Nothing to do with liver. Faglivet becomes congealed. Toshima, let's bring it on the raya. Vereden b'shchita, de Rebbe Yehuda. Ui, vereden b'shchita, you see shchita. So tomorrow, aim a vereden tzarech lenak when b'shach shchita, de Rebbe Yehuda. Just like we said before, not shchita means b'shach shchita, when it's still warm. Toshima, omru loy Rebbe Yehuda, the chacham who disagreed with Rebbe Yehuda, me'achishli husku vereden eli hoitzi me'endam. The Chachom are arguing with Yehuda, and they're saying the whole purpose of the vreden is to get out the blood. So mali b'shchita, mali shaloi b'shchita. Why do you keep on saying that she yishchet is a vreden, yishchet is a vreden? You don't need yishchet. You only have to go and make a hole in it. As we use the Chachom to Rabbi Yehuda. Now Rabbi Yehuda should have screamed and said, "I agree with you. I didn't say you need shchita." But Rabbi Yehuda was silent. Mechlal Rabbi Yehuda sava b'shchita. It's mashma that he holds stock has got to be b'shchita, and that's why the Chum said, if it's only vein blood, you don't do shchita. Every mahaki kam relay. This is what the Chum are saying to Rabbi Yehuda. Mali lenakvin b'shach shchita, mali lenakvin shloim b'shach shchita. Why are you so insistent that this has to take place dafka during the time of the shchita? Come back in 10 minutes and half an hour and do it then. Pusavars. However, Rabbi Yehuda holds b'shach shchita osi dam. The dam will easily flow because the base of shechita and the life of this of this bird was just seven a moment ago, so it's still warm, and therefore the blood will easily flow. If you do it later on, because it's vetfaglivet, it becomes congealed, and it'll be much more difficult to extract. Good. What happens by the Veridin Shaw Behen or Doris Behen Mao? In other words, you already shechted the Kanor of the Beishit. Rabbi Yehuda says, don't forget to go and shech the Veridin. What happens if you do now a Shehiya or a Hadrasa? Would that go and passel the Shechita of this oif? Now, all of us should immediately say, of course not. This is not a Chiv in Shechita, right. This is a Chiv in the Dam. So what's Rabbi Yirmiya Shaila?
You could be okay with them also to get out the
anything time. And everything. Right, right. So what's Rabbi Yirmiya Shaila? Says Rashi, Rabbi Yirmiya did not know of Rav Chizda. When you start off, Rav Chizda, Yirmiya Yudel Ba'oif, because of the dam. Rabbi Yirmiya never got that report from Rav Chizda. Who is there, Rashi? So Rashi.
Doris Behen Mao,
Shechita Mamish Boy Rabbi Yehuda Eloi. Rabbi Yirmiya Eloi Shmiel Leihad Rav Chizda. He didn't hear what Rav Chizda. Had he heard Rav Chizda, we could have closed the Gemara. I mean, it's a double parshit. And we said it's not a requirement of Shechita, so you can be sure, you can be Doras. The important thing is you get out the blood. A minute later, it's Okay. His mouth. So Rabbi Yirmiya didn't hear that. Rav Chizda, he wants to know, is this a Shechita din or is it a Malicha Adam din? Amalehu Saba. Now you're going to remind us of the Toysis and Davov. That was Ahu Saba.
It's Eliyahu Navi, except for
one case. Except for one case. Ahu Saba, it's Eliyahu Navi. Eliyahu Navi said, Amalehu Saba, Hochi Omer Ablozer. This is what Ablozer said. The Amrila, others have a slightly different girsa. Amalehu Saba, Lir Ablozer. Hochi Omer Ablozer. This is what Ablozer said, that according to Reb Yehuda, you don't have to shecht it, menakvin bekaitz. Just go and take a little needle, make sure that it has a point to it. That's the whole point. They go and puncture it. Bank shein is kosher. No.
You should not use this connection.
A good point. So bottom line is, there's no problem of shia, there's no problem of hadrasa, no problem of chavada, because all you have to do is just puncture. Tani kavasa Rav Chizda raiter. Shochat shnei chatzoi simonim ba'oif, pasul. If you shechted only two halves, it's possible. If you have to do at least one, right. Because you only have 50%. So what do I see from this? A writer of Chizda. What's a writer of Chizda? Because Rav Chizda said, Le'om Rav Yehuda Ela Ba'oif. But Behemoth, there's no din of the Varim. Why? Because he menachta ever. Oh, look back at this price. The price starts off Shachishnei Zavah. And certainly the din, but Behemoth, the Behemoth says, Ba'oi, Vachishchet is a Vesh for the Varim. Why do you say Ba'oif of Behemoth? Make sure not only the Veshit and not only the Kana, but also the Varim. Because it's only din Ba'oif and not by Behemoth. Zarayat Terefchis. Fine. Chotzi echad ba'oif. If you only did 50% of oif, no good. You have to do 51%. Now that's the poshut pshat. As we see, however, there's a machloikis Rav and Rav Kahana. Itma Rav Omar mechza al mechza kiroiv. Rav Kahana Omar mechza al mechza ain't a kiroiv. Rav says when we keep on talking about roiv, you don't really need 51%. 50% is also sufficient. Really? Yes. Why? We'll see in a moment. Rav Kahana learns Parshat. No, Mechza Mechza Eini Karoi. 50% is good. You have to have at least 51%. Now, why would Rav say Mechza Mechza is Karoi? Hachi Amalei Rachmona L'Moishe. After all, it doesn't say Befeirish in the Torah. It's only based on Kasher Tzivisich. I already heard from my good friend Mr. Shalevit that the Tosis says Kasher Rosh Tevis Aleph Shnayim and Roy. So when it says in that Kasher Mitteroiv, Zogt Rav Mechzal Mechzal Karoiv Hachi Yom Elohim Rachman Al Moshe Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu Loi Tishaya Ruba. Not that you have to go and Shecht Roiv, but you have to make sure that you did not leave over Roiv. Says so as soon as you shechted 50%, obviously you didn't leave over Roiv because the remaining part that you did not cut was only 50%. So shing it out. As long as you didn't leave over Roiv, but you don't have to Shecht Roiv. Rav Kahana, no, Mechza, Mechza, Eini Karoiv. Hachim, Rachman, Moshe, Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Shchoit Ruba, you gotta Shecht Roiv. Not Shecht, 50%. Gotta be 51%. And now the Gemara is going to ask a series of kashas on Rav. Tonight, what did we learn in our Mishnah? Chatzi Echad Ba'oif, The Echad v'chatzi b'behema. You had 50% of one by an oif. And even by a behema, you had 1.5. By behema, remember, you have to have 2. You had 1 and you had 1.5. One he did perfectly, the other one only half. Shchitase psula. Great tomorrow. Iyamrez mechzal mechza karoif. According to Rav that said 50% is good. So why is it possible? My apostle. He should say he did a great job. Ha'ovet le'roif. After all, according to Rav, Mechzal Mechza has a din like Roy. So he was like, why did he say Chutzi Echad is possible? He did right. Not that he did right, it means we deem it as if he did right, because according to Rav, what was the Lashon of Rav? Rav Mechzal Mechza ki right. So he was like, so what's the problem? Everything what Rav holds in the Raisa, Mechzal Mechza is enough. Midrabanan, you have to do 51. Why did the Rabbanan say that? Because once you tell someone 50, what happens if he only does 49.99999? Oh, I didn't get 50. So do 50 once, at the very least, you did certainly 50.
A drop more, you make sure.
Yeah, exactly, do a drop more. But that's Midrabban. So Amina Toira Chutzi would be Kushav Yushan, Limahadrin. Midrabban, and they said, do 51. Just be on the safe side, we don't have a problem with 49. Okay. Amram Tina Toshima. Let's try to bring another eye. Cholkulishnai. The hain shovin, shneim tmeim, lefishi efshir letzamtzim. What is this all about? Nothing to do with shchita, but everything to do with mechza kiroif. What are we talking about over here? Explains Rashi. We're talking about a tanur that unfortunately became tamei, or the tanur became treif because of bad belias. What do you have to do with the tanur? The Torah says, yutot. Yutat. You're a Shmirath, and that's why I got the Klicheris. But it says in the Pasik, Tanur v'Karayim, Yutat. So we have the Pasik over here in the Torah Rosholm. I didn't even see any Torah Rosholm here in the
On the lower right.
Lower right, yeah. Right, and we have Cheshik Karim
of Benik Hashem.
Good. Tanur v'Karayim, Yutat. My Gemara doesn't have it, so we have to.
Can you just for me now?
That's fine. Tanur v'Karayim, Yutat. It's fine. Good. Next time, yes.
Get it.
Yeah, it's good. So good. Says Yomara, Tana v'Karayim Yutatz. Yutatz means it has to be shattered. How do you go and how you makayim netitza? As long as you have roif, you don't have to go and break this Tana v'Karayim to smithereens. As long as roif. Now the question is, what happens if he didn't do roif? He did exactly 50-50. Chol kol lishnai. Vein shavin. They're both the same. We weighed them. We measured them. Exactly the same. Shneim tamein, they remain tamein. Why the fishy efshel mitzamtem? It really cannot be mitzamtem, even though to the human eye they look exactly the same. But one of them is probably 50.00001, and the other one is probably 49.99999. So efshel mitzamtem. Since it's efshel mitzamtem, either one of them might be the roiv which has not been shattered. Therefore, I have to assume that they're both roiv still intact. And therefore they're both tamei until you go and break each one noch bisla. But it's only because you have to tzamtzim. Well, after tzamtzim, what would if you held that you can take a beam at tzamtzim, you can go and get these rocket scientists that can identify that it's mamish 50-50, ubi tahirim. It would be tahar, right? It's only tamei fishi after tzamtzim. But if in fact, if I could do 50-50, it would be tahar. Frey Timura, why would I say it's tahar? According to Rav, Silhacha, Ika Ruba, Zilhacha Ika Ruba. In both cases, I still have Roiv in existence because Mechzal Mechza says Rav is Kiroiv. So Roiv of this Tanner, this right piece, is still intact Roiv. The left piece, still intact Roiv. So why do you say that they're Tahirim? It should be Tameim even if I hold Evshalitzam Tzayim. Is the Chayra Kasha and Rav? Amra Papa, Rav Papa said, the Kasha Nishka Kasha. Trei Rubi b'chan mono leka. You can't have two roivs in the same tanner.
Right.
Why could you have two roivs? Because once you say this might be roiv, then the other one, by definition, has got to be the mir. If the other one is right, then it's got to be the mir. So it's impossible to go and say, even if you hold Efshel Tzamtzei, even Rav would agree it can't be the both of roivs. Because each one is misnagi, each one undermines the roiv of the other. Mash'enke legabi shchita, the only thing I look at is you do a proper shchita. Is that proper shchita? Oh, once I did 50%, that's already roiv, because that's what the Kodesh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Benu, 50% is roiv according to Rav, so I have roiv, therefore it's kosher. Toshima, shochet chatzi gargeris. b'shoabah. We had this already before. You shechted half of the kana. B'shoabah k'nei shechita acheres, and you waited for a full second or two, as if you can do a full shechita during that period of time. V'gam, and then you finish it off. Shechita asai k'sheira. The why is a shechita k'sheira? As we said before, because just the fact that it was shechet chatzik acheres, that's gunish. It doesn't become a treifa as a result. Right. It only becomes treifa. It's 51. Once it's only 50%, it's fine. So he shechted chatzik acheres. He was pogain. He caused kemat, but not a treifa, into this chatzik acheres. He took a break, and now he was mashlim it with another 1%. Shchitosik sheir. Once he shechted it chatzik acheres, which means mechzal mechzal. If he said that's right, interfullah. Now it's already treifa because 50% is like right. And we said in the Mishnah Daf Mem Beis that once you go and have a psikas heroiv in the gageres, it's treif. He causes it to become treif. Everyone misavis bebehema. We're not talking about behema. We're talking about be'oif. So what difference does it make? Behema, oif, oif, behema. I'll tell you. Because memanavshach imechzal mechzal keroiv ha'avad leiruba. According to Rav, he already did a kosher shechita. Once he did the shachat chatzik ha'geres,
it doesn't matter what he did; it's already geshachta.
Exactly, you can have a shehiyah for a year.
Right.
Make sure you put this in the freezer in the meantime. But lamasa, he already shechted it properly because chatzim mechzel mechzel is like rice, it's already kosher. Elamai, you're telling me mechzel mechzel ain't a karoy.
He didn't do a shechita yet.
It's just like it was pogim from before. They obviously cloven, and that's the reason why. When he's going for it a minute later. And he goes and finishes it off. That's why kosher. Then it's geshachten. We'll stop over here, Rabbi Yisai. We'll remain with the Machlokes, Rav, and Rav. Have a good day. Hatzlacha, Rav.